457 Waltham Street, West Newton, as a full member of the Planning and Development Board for a term to expire February 1, 2019. Would you like to join us at the table?
Sure.
We could pull up. Should we pull up a chair over here? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's good.
Here, right here. Thank you.
So the way we do it is we ask you to, we've all read your resume. We ask you to tell us a little bit about why you want to serve on the planning board and what's up that in your life that has brought you to this, and then we might ask you a few questions, and we'll see where that goes.
Okay. I've lived in Newton for 19 years, and I was active in school stuff when my kids were little, and I haven't really been engaged civically really since. I served on a nonprofit board, but I stopped after doing that after a while. So I haven't been engaged for a while. And so I've worked in planning my whole life, and I followed the kinds of things that are being discussed here tonight for a while, but I didn't really get terribly engaged in it, but I felt like I ought to do something to lend my experience wherever I could be helpful. So this seemed like it would be a great opportunity.
Thank you. Questions, anybody? David?
So in looking at your resume, I was trying to characterize, are you more of a developer, or how do you view yourself? And I guess you could put it in the context of what you're hearing tonight.
Well, I'm an institutional planner, and a lot of what I do is plan and propose new developments. So in that respect, I operate, on behalf of MIT to move forward on their projects. But I'm also very involved in transportation planning around the campus, open space, all kinds of things we do.
Councilor Danberg.
Mr. Brown, I see that for a couple of years you were involved in the Dudley Street Neighborhood mm-hmm. Initiative that I remember reading a lot about in Roxbury, where they developed, according to here, 60 acres to include 300 units of new housing. Would you just tell us a little bit about, give us the short story on how that project
sure.
came together?
Well, it came out of community, really was fundamentally based in community organizing in that area. It was the triangle area that is described was one of the areas that was very depopulated, tremendous arson, enormous amount of housing units demolished, and the white population that was there largely departed, although there were some older white residents that remained. And then there was an influx of African American, Cape Verdean, Puerto Rican people, and they came together around things like dumping on vacant lots that contractors and others would just come dump their trash, dump their construction debris. And there was also centralized waste. It was right next to it, and it was horrible. It smelled horrible. So they worked very hard around those issues and really mobilized people. And the thing that was really incredible, they kind of turned to say, okay, what we really need is a community plan here, not just fighting and against every bad thing that was happening, although there was plenty to fight against. And they realized that they needed to assemble the land. A lot of it was held by the city in tax foreclosure. Some of it was, but others was privately held, and it just went on forever, and no one did anything with it. And so they got an opportunity through their plan. Boston Redevelopment Authority gave them eminent domain authority. It was the only community group in the country that had that. In the end, oddly enough, they never had to use it. It was only for the vacant property. You couldn't take someone's home, a structure. And I worked on getting a program-related investment from the Ford Foundation to allow us to acquire property. It, at that time, things were terrible in the economy. If you remember the early 90s, was a really disaster. And we worked very closely with the city to spend their community development block grant funds to put together that program. And they have done amazing. I mean, since my departed, they've done amazing things.
Wonderful. And how long did that process take from start? How many years?
Well, I mean, it's still, I mean, I don't know that they've sort of, they're still there. I mean, they're still doing their thing. I'm not exactly sure the status of the development. I mean, to go, they went from, though, kind of the mid-1980s with the organizing up through, you know, the time that I was there and probably did most of their development. Took another 10 years. I mean, it took a long time.
It can be a long process.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you. That's all that I have, and I just wanted to thank you very much for stepping up to the plate. We very much need good people on all of our committees, and we appreciate your willingness to serve. Thank you.
I ran into Kelly at one of the planning department's forums, and that's probably, yeah. You will hate me forever.
Yeah. You were the one that gave me the bug.
It seemed great to have somebody with a planning background on the planning board. Go ahead.
I don't have a question. I was very impressed with your resume and experience, and I really appreciate you being willing to serve and help guide us. As you can hear from tonight's hearing, people have a lot of different viewpoints,
sure.
and thoughts, and I'd love to be able to sort of get some consensus and best practices and your ideas about how you think Newton should, what direction we should be going.
Great. Well, thank you.
Barbara? I'd be happy to move it, Ward 3.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know, I'm going to abstain. You have great experience, and I do thank you for stepping. I just want to understand, because I have heard today that there's more turnover on the Planning Development Board that's going to be happening that I didn't know about, and that I just want to know what the full complement's going to look like. So I'm going to talk to either Jonathan or Ruth Ann tomorrow to understand what the mayor tomorrow to understand what it's going to look like, and I'll probably vote yes, but I just want to understand this before I do.
Sure. Kelly was supposed to come on June 11th,
right.
But he wasn't going to be in town. That's why he's here tonight.
Yeah, there'll be another whole crew.
There'll
right,
be a few
night.
More. Yeah. So we've had a motion. All in favor? So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in favor, 1 abstention. Thank you very much. Okay. Next is Her Honor the Mayor appointing Jennifer Bentley, 168 Mount Vernon Street, West Newton, as an at-large alternate member of the Newton Historical Commission for a term to expire May 31, 2021. That must be you.
That's me.
Come join us.
Good evening, everyone.
So the same. We're all having fun.
Yes. It's a little nerve wracking to come up here. But
I'm
just glad I didn't have to do it in front of 300 people. That would have floored me. Okay.
Tell us a little bit about you and why you want to serve, and then we'll go from
sure.
there.
So I've been living in Newton off and on for about, I want to say, 18 years, and I really feel like I want to give back to the community. I love Newton. I love being here. My kids are here. And, you know, I have historic preservation experience. I have a graduate degree in historic preservation from the University of Pennsylvania. I am in love with all of the history and the culture here. And I think that my expertise would be really valuable to the Historic Commission. I'm also have experience with architecture and construction. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. And so I can read the plans, I know I can speak the talk, and I understand, you know, the need for respecting homeowners' rights. I understand about how we need to develop the city, but not lose our culture. I think our culture is really important, and I want my children to have that culture going forward.
So. Anybody have a question? So let's see, where do you live? Also in Ward 3.
I'm
Ward 3?
Telling you, Wes Newton is kicking it tonight.
I'm actually in Ward 2.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
So
I'm right
Newton,
over
no.
the line.
No, okay. I can't make the motion.
All right, I'll move approval.
All right, so any other discussion? All in favor? So it's unanimous.
Great.
You're stuck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm really looking forward to serving.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Her Honor, this is 2257-18. Her Honor the Mayor appointing Deborah Budd, 224 Jackson Street, Newton Center, as a Realtor alternate member of the Newton Historical Commission for a term to expire May 31, 2021. Please join us
here. Hi, I'm Deborah Budd, and I'm a resident of Newton since 1955. But we won't talk about that. I've been a Realtor since 2003. Before that, I was a teacher, an educator in Newton. And as a Realtor, of course, I'm very involved with things that relate to the Historic Commission. I also believe that we do have a lot of treasures here on one hand, and on the other hand, there's the dichotomy between progress, moving forward, and sustaining some of the original character that we have in treasures. So I brought my daughter up here. I mean, I'm truly a Newton person. Very proud.
Questions? So you're looking to find the balance between the historic preservation and the pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Deborah, thank you very much for stepping up to the plate too, and this position on the Historic Commission is a very important one. I think we all treasure the architectural heritage that we have in this city. And we all understand, too, that homes need to be updated and they need to be able to be modernized. And I think that's the balance that we're trying to achieve. We're trying to kind of keep our streetscape as much as we can while allowing homes to modernize and blow their backs out and get put family rooms in and add master bedrooms with master baths and things like that that people really need and want in today's world. And the Historic Commission has done a marvelous job of working with people. And you will be working with people, and sales is part of your job. You need to sell.
I've been in sales my whole life.
Yeah, you need to sell the concept that you can really keep this house and work with it. So thank you.
So at Jackson Road, Newton Street. Center, Jackson Street. Is
that at Newton Center, that's me. I'll let anyone else ask questions, and then I'll move
Council
to approve.
Deborah, I was just wondering, you grew up here, as I did. I was wondering if there was a particular part of the city or a particular historic area that you really particularly like, and maybe the reasons why you do.
Well, Newtonville and Chestnut Hill both come to mind,
okay.
Just because of the treasures that are here.
Yep.
We have a lot of beautiful Victorian homes that are very unique to Newton's history. If you look at the background and who lived there, who built them, and it's mm-hmm. a shame to just lose all of that. But I agree, you have to be able to live in these things. They're not museums. They're living homes to preserve.
But there is a balance between keeping the home intact and, you know, being able to bring it up to modern standards.
Right, without tearing the entire thing down.
Right, keeping the significant architecture intact.
Exactly.
Anyone else? Councilor Danberg, we have a motion.
I move to approve.
Second.
All in favor? That's unanimous.
Thank you,
thank you very
it's
much.
It's my honor
you.
And my pleasure.
Thank you.
So now we're moving to the EDC. Her Honor the Mayor appointing Deborah Jackson, 4 Pine Meadow Drive, Auburndale, to the Economic Development Commission for a term to expire May 14, 2021. Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Good.
Good evening.
So I think you know the drill by now.
I
tell
do.
Tell us why you'd like to serve.
So I'm the Reverend Dr. Deborah Jackson from Auburndale, and I want to serve because I want to add value. I bring a lot of different experiences to the table. I'm an entrepreneur. Having started my career as a software developer, so spent a number of years in technology with startups, doing kind of entrepreneurial startups, one of which started right here in Newton. So being able to bring that kind of innovation here. I am a 2-time alum of Worcester Polytechnic, So being part of the board of trustees for Worcester Polytechnic, caring very much about innovation and having that kind of opportunity here. As an ordained member of the clergy, I am a community builder and I care about diversity and bringing that kind of different voice to economic development. And so that's what I bring as well. And then as someone who has been here for 18 years, I'm very vested in the community and want to be a part of it.
Sounds terrific. Questions, anyone? Yes. Josh?
Well, first of all, Ward 4. I mean, so much better than all the others. I was sort of blown away by your past and the variety of experience and diversity to bring. So I'm thrilled to be able to vote on this. So thank you for volunteering.
Thank you.
I think we all thank you. Should be fun having you on the commission. Allison?
I'm fortunate to have the Innovation Center in my ward, and I know they're running out of space. So have you been hearing about that, or you have any ideas about where other spaces we could move into, or how it might expand in other areas of the city?
You know, I'm not sure where, but I'm very interested in seeing that, especially given that we are just putting online a new innovation center at Worcester Polytechnic. Care very much about that and seeing what we can do and creating greater maker spaces for that kinds of technology. So I'm very vested in trying to figure out where we can go.
Okay. And Susan, wasn't it Worcester Polytech kids that did the went through our village centers and identified some of the pedestrian concerns?
I think it might have been.
It was,
yeah.
WPI.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So looking at our great problem seminars and some of our integrative qualifying projects is some of the work that we do.
Excellent. Good. Councilor Crinsman.
I move to approve.
Any further discussion? All in favor? Unanimous? Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I'll look forward to working with you.
See how good it is to have the pressure of those people next door? Okay, 304-18, Her Honor the Mayor appointing Sarah Rahman, 33 Staniford Street, Newton, as a member of the Economic Development Commission for a term to expire May 14th, 2021. Did I say your name properly?
Sarah Rahman, that's right.
Rahman.
Thank you so much for making time after that marathon session. Let me excuse my voice first. I'm at the tail end of a cold. I don't usually sound like a chain-smoking frog. In terms of economic development, a little bit on my background, this is a field that's been I've been interested in and involved in for a very long time. It's been the focus of the bulk of my professional career. Sorry, I'm trying. I will try.
We can hear you. It's
thank
fine.
You.
Yeah.
I've worked in economic development here in Massachusetts at the state level. I worked at a small quasi-state agency. I did work on such things as supporting innovation districts, on advancing entrepreneurship in different regions of the state. I worked at the local level at the City of Cambridge as a part of their local team. So I was very much boots on the ground in the commercial districts from Harvard Square to Inman Square, Kendall Square, and beyond. I've also looked at economic development at the federal level. I was at a think tank in Washington, D.C. before moving here to Newton, and we looked across the country at how different states and cities and localities were furthering and implementing their own plans for their economic goals. I've always found economic development as a topic to be so challenging and also so very meaningful. You know, it's challenging because, as all of you know, it falls right at the intersection of every other related issue, like housing, transportation, demographics, workforce, you name it, all these moving variables. So what I've come to see and learn and appreciate is there's never a one-size-fits-all solution to any one economic development challenge, and there's always room for new thinking and new ideas. I also think it's really meaningful. To me, it's a big part of having a good and high quality of life. And there's a lot of research back in my think tank days that really does support this. So when economic development is done right and done well, it means prosperity, right, for individuals and communities. It also means vitality for cities and towns, especially now when so many of them, and Newton's a lucky one, but so many others are just trying to make that transition from what we think of the 20th century to what we think of the 21st century. And that economic development is right there as an avenue for that. So why I'm volunteering now is, number one, I'm not a longtime resident of Newton, but my husband and I did decide last year that this is going to be our home base. So to the extent I have skills and knowledge that I can help the city with, I'm glad to do so. Number two, I think the city's at a really exciting juncture when it comes to things related to economic development. You mentioned the innovation space in the Newton Corner, Newton Center area. That's really cool, and it's expanding activity. There's the N2 Innovation Corridor that I have listed as a best practice when I was back at my state job of Newton and Needham working together and thinking about innovation anchors along that corridor. So it's good stuff. I would find it a fun and interesting time to be working on these issues for Newton.
Thank you. You all have the Camoin report coming, right? So it's a great strategy. Time for all of you starting on the EDC right when that report comes out. Go ahead.
Sarah, thank you very much for stepping up and volunteering to be on the EDC. I can see that from just what you've said today and looking through your resume, what you've done, you're going to be a great asset to the EDC. And I'm sure that the other members of the EDC can't wait to sit down and work with you. So that's really all I have to say. And Stanford Street is not in my
ward. Four.
It's in Ward 4.
Again.
Okay. So I'm ready to vote when you're ready.
So, Councilor Crisman.
If there are no other compliments that want to be thrown her way, I would move that we approve.
All right. All those in favor? Also unanimous? Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
We look forward to hearing from all of you.
Thank you.
305-18, Her Honor the Mayor appointing Beth Nicholas, 100 Algonquin Road, Chestnut Hill, as a member of the EDC for a term to expire May 14th, 2021. Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Hi. So I've been working in economic development for the past 10 years at the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center, and we've taken that industry from there's been a renaissance in Massachusetts, in Boston and in Cambridge, of that industry, attracting all sorts of new companies to the state. So I thought it would be great if I could bring the expertise and my experience that I've had doing that to my own city. I've lived here for over 30 years and raised my children here and enjoyed the benefits of the excellent school systems and all the infrastructure, but I also started out I'm a lawyer by training. I started out my career at one of the major law firms downtown, working as a real estate and finance attorney, representing developers and banks and things like that. So I think it'd be an honor. I've got lots of ideas for how to increase the tax base in the city, and so that we can support all the great services that we care so much about.
Thank you.
Sure.
Councilor Bushell Glazer.
Thank you. I'm just wondering, no one has yet, they've talked about innovation centers, but I'm also concerned with our small village centers and what sort of ideas we have that doesn't entail a big science center, say, but what are some of the ideas to keep those spaces vital?
Yeah, so in the work I currently do, we've supported a lot of early stage and startup companies, and so we've created incubator space or accelerator space for those companies. We've helped subsidize that through some capital state bond dollars, and what that means is that brings in a community of entrepreneurs who are working on exciting ideas and trying to grow a company. Now, I don't know if you were referring to retail space or to...
Both as well,
both.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that, that's one, it depends on where it is, and availability of public transportation and that sort of thing. I did talk to, as part of my work, I spoke to an entrepreneur here in Newton who he leased some space and then he realized he had more than he needed, and so he created some additional space for other early stage entrepreneurs to come in, and he subleased portions of that space. And he's called me and he wants to expand that. So I don't know if that would be appropriate we'd have to look at the village center and, mm-hmm. you know, exactly what's there and what the space looks like. But I think that we can bring in addition to the, you know, the restaurants and the banks and the hair salons and that sort of thing, I think we could also bring in, there was a reference to makerspaces, which makerspaces are very exciting spaces that if you go in on the ground level, you can attract attention from the street as well. And it helps with the educational purposes as well. So, and workforce development. So those are a couple ideas. I'd have to think more carefully. It's a good question about how to revitalize that. I mean, I think one of the major issues, which I'm sure the committee and you folks have grappled with, is transportation and, you know, parking. You know, where do people park? And that's one of the major issues that obviously has to be dealt with. If you're going to bring people in, it has to be close to the T, or you have to have access to parking areas so that people can come. So.
Councilor Leary.
Elizabeth, I noticed you work for at one point the MWRA
as
well as the EPA.
Oh, and the, well, DEP, the
DEP,
state.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Department of Environmental
Department
Protection,
of Environmental
that's
Protection,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
public service is in my blood.
As the chief enforcement officer, is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
I'd love to talk to you about one of the initiatives that I'm working on has to do with expanding our business recycling.
Oh,
and,
excellent.
And we
yes.
don't currently require private
okay.
haulers they can offer it, but our ordinances are not what we call best practices with DEP, because we have your
yeah.
information on that.
Right.
So I'd love to talk to you about what is the role for businesses and commercial, what's their responsibility
mm-hmm.
for the solid waste
mm-hmm.
issues and recycling issues, because as you may
yeah.
know, we are going to be hitting, you
oh,
know,
yes.
we're not building any new landfills,
right.
no one wants a new incinerator, and most
yeah.
of our solid waste materials do end up incinerated.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would love to work on that because,
so,
as you saw, I spent 10 years. I mean, I did environmental consulting. I spent 7 years with the Department of Environmental Protection. We worked on solid waste issues all the time.
Right.
So that would be great. I, you know, I'd have to look at, you know, you said that currently they're not required to. So, you know, is it a legal route? Is it a persuasion route? I think the public, getting people on board publicly to support that and to urge their companies that they care about and they use would be the best way. The sort of persuasion route, I think I might want to try first as the...
Exactly. We're going to be reaching out with the survey and finding out what some of the barriers are.
Uh-huh. To doing that.
Right. But the idea
yeah,
is we want to have
are.
The private haulers be required to offer it and not put all the burden on the businesses at the same time.
Oh, sure.
I
yeah.
think it's a shared responsibility between
mm-hmm.
businesses and the city. I mean, I don't
yes.
think it's just the municipality's responsibility to deal with it all.
Right. Yeah. No, we should do it as a community.
It has to
I'm
be
sure.
a shared responsibility.
Right. And I'm sure there are some very progressively minded business owners who would love to do that.
Yes.
Who would love to recycle.
So we are going to be reaching out to them. I already have met with Greg Reeven. So
oh, good.
We're
good.
Just in the early stages.
Okay.
But
I'd love to work on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sure.
Councilor Kalis.
I'd like to move approval. Right
very
time.
Good. This is the time. Any more discussion? Okay. All in favor. Unanimous. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all of your work. You've got a lot of work.
Okay. Final appointment. Her Honor the Mayor appointing Matt Segneri. Did I do that right?
Signeri. Listen up.
45
Italian.
Cedar
Lots
Street, Newton Center, as a member of the Economic Development Commission for a term to expire May 14th, 2021.
Thank you all so much for your time. So I love cities. I've worked, I've had the good fortune to work for two tremendous mayors in Mayor Menino and Mayor Bloomberg over the last 10 years. My day-to-day work at Harvard Business School, I lead a center focused on public, private, and nonprofit leaders working together to solve big challenges, whether they be economic, income inequality, education. For me, though, my most passionate issue in cities is economic empowerment. In prior lives, I did work with the then Mayor Cory Booker and Deputy Mayor Stephen Pryor in Newark on the city small business strategy, where, Councilor, your question about sort of ground level businesses, we walked through the business districts, the Ironbound Portuguese district in the city, went and spoke to all the local business owners to deeply understand their needs. And I think, you know, that's very much an important element of the 13 village centers and building a resilient economy in all 13 that's equitable, with large and small businesses alike having a fair shake in the city. And so for me, I think there's, you know, I come to this with a tremendous amount of humility, knowing that I've spent 3 years in the city. I have three young kids, and this is certainly the place my wife and I will call home. And it felt like I'd given back in other ways to other cities, but this being my home, this felt like the right avenue to do it. And the thing that actually is the most striking to me about Newton relative to any other city I've lived and worked in is just how engaged the citizens are and how terrific the public servants like you all who are working part-time on top of so much else are giving back to the city. So it really is a pleasure and a privilege to be here.
Thank you. So one thing that I would love to talk with the EDC about, and not tonight at all, but I'm concerned about the rents that are being charged for the Newton Center, Newtonville, and how it's escalating, and yet people can't afford it. And I'm wondering what's going to happen to our villages. We've got a lot of banks that are able to afford, so that's a problem too. This is something that we need to address, not tonight, but I want to put that on your agenda. Anybody else want to?
Great experience. Thank you for being willing to serve. I'll move approval.
All right. No, that's good because it's my ward.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say that we have an extraordinary bunch of people that we've appointed tonight. It's just amazing. So thank you all for being willing to serve. So all in favor? That's unanimous.
Thank you guys. Excited to get to work.
Thank you for coming in.
So we have two reappointments we can do really quickly. 307-18, Hirano the Mayor, reappointing Charles Tanowitz, 51 Harding Street, West Newton, as a member of the Economic Development Commission for a term to expire May 14th, 2021. Does anybody?
Move approval.
Okay, all in favor? That's unanimous. And 308-18, Hirano the Mayor, reappointing Jeremy Free, 35 Cotton Street, Newton, as a member of the EDC for a term to expire May 14th, 2021. Anybody moving?
I'll move approval.
Okay, all in favor? So that's unanimous. And the last item before we go back is the 268-18, the annual action plan, which we held last time. And I have to say that I read your amendments, and I'm very happy with them. They express the reality on the ground, I think. So I thank you for doing them.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for your feedback. From our conversation on May 14th and subsequent conversations, it seemed like there was just some confusion over our housing goals. At this point, there are no identified projects. We did refer to some projects that are being initiated by the city. What we deal with, we have a very prescribed template that we have to complete for HUD, so we have to, you know, dot all our I's, cross all our T's, and so it was important to identify those projects, but right now no allocation is associated with them. We're not planning any money at this point in time for those projects.
Great, thank you.
Just a short comment. Although I was not there for the presentation on May 14th, I read it online, and I also read the changes that were made, the tweaks, and you did a marvelous job of making things concise and clarifying a few areas that were explicit but wordy. You got it down to exactly the way it ought to be. So I think
you did a great job. Thank you.
So we need to approve this? So
I'll move approval.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor? Unanimous again. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, shall we head back in there? Yeah.